Chapter 29. The repair party from the Quenfis got the anteroom hull breach patched in what was probably record time. The ship Luke had requested was waiting for him in the docking bay, and he was out in space again barely an hour after the destruction of the second Star Destroyer and the retreat of the first. Locating a single inert ejection seat among all the debris of battle had been a nearly hopeless task for Card's people. For a Jedi, it was no trick at all. Mara was unconscious when they found her, both from a dangerously depleted air supply and from what was probably a mild concussion. Aves got her aboard the wild card and set off at near reckless speed toward the medical facilities of the Star Cruiser, which had finally arrived. Luke saw them safely aboard, then headed back toward the Katana and the transport he and the rest of his team would be returning to Coruscant by. Wondering why it had been so important for him to rescue Mara in the first place, he didn't know. There were lots of rationalizations he could come up with, from simple gratitude for her assistance in the battle, all the way up to the saving of lives being a natural part of a Jedi's duty. But none of them was more than simply a rationalization. All he knew for certain was that he had had to do it. Maybe it was the guidance of the Force. Maybe it was just one last gasp of youthful idealism and naivete. From the board in front of him, the comm pinged.
Luke, get back here to the Katana, right away.
Luke looked out his canopy at the dark ship ahead, a shiver running through him. Han's voice had been that of someone walking through a graveyard.
What is it?
Trouble. I know what the Empire's up to now, and it's not good.
Luke swallowed.
I'll be right there.
So, Thrawn said, his glowing eyes blazing with cold fire as he looked up from the Judicator's report. Thanks to your insistence on delaying me, we've lost the peremptory. I trust you're satisfied.
Sabaoth met the gaze evenly.
Don't blame the incompetence of your would-be conquerors on me, he said, his voice as icy as Thrawn's. Or perhaps it wasn't incompetence, but the skill of the rebellion. Perhaps it would be you lying dead now if the Chimera had gone instead.
Thrawn's face darkened. Pellion eased a half-step closer to the Grand Admiral, moving a little farther into the protective sphere of the Islamir beside the command chair, and braced himself for the explosion. But Thrawn had better control than that.
Why are you here?
He asked instead. Sabaoth smiled and turned deliberately away.
You've made many promises to me since you first arrived on Wayland, Grand Admiral Thrawn,
he said, pausing to peer at one of the hologram sculptures scattered around the room.
I'm here to make sure those promises are kept.
And how do you intend to do that?
By making certain that I'm too important to be, shall we say, conveniently forgotten,
Sabaoth said.
I'm hereby informing you, therefore, that I will be returning to Wayland, and will be assuming command of your Mount Tantis project.
Pellion felt his throat tighten.
The Mount Tantis project?
Thrawn asked evenly.
Yes,
Sabaoth said, smiling again as his eyes flicked to Pellion.
Oh, I know about it, Captain. Despite your petty efforts to conceal the truth from me.
We wish to spare you unnecessary discomfort, Thrawn assured him. Unpleasant memories, for example, that the project might bring to mind.
Sabaoth studied him.
Perhaps you did,
he conceded, with only a touch of sarcasm.
If that was truly your motive, I thank you. But the time for such things has passed. I have grown in power and ability since I left Wayland, Grand Admiral Thrawn. I no longer need you to care for my sensitivities.
He drew himself up to his full height, and when he spoke again, his voice boomed and echoed throughout the room.
I am Savioth, Jedi Master. The Force which binds the galaxy together is my servant.
Slowly, Thrawn rose to his feet.
And you are my servant, he said.
Savioth shook his head.
Not anymore, Grand Admiral Thrawn. The circle has closed. The Jedi shall rule again.
Take care, Savioth, Thrawn warned. Posture all you wish, but never forget that even you are not indispensable to the Empire.
Savioth's bushy eyebrows lifted, and the smile which creased his face sent an icy shiver through Pellion's chest. It was the same smile he remembered from Wayland, the smile that had first convinced him that Savioth was indeed insane.
On the contrary,
the Jedi Master said softly,
as of now, I am all that is not indispensable to the Empire.
He lifted his gaze to the stars displayed on the room's walls.
Come,
he said.
Let us discuss the new arrangement of our Empire.
Luke looked down at the bodies of the Imperial troops who had died in his sudden decompression of the Katana's Bridge anteroom, understanding at last why they'd felt strange to his mind. I don't suppose there's any chance of a mistake, he heard himself say. Beside him, Han shrugged.
Leia's got him doing a genetic check, but I don't think so.
Luke nodded, staring down at the faces laid out before him. Or rather, at the single face that was shared by all of the bodies. Clones. So that's it, he said quietly. Somewhere the Emperor's found a set of Spa'arti cloning cylinders and has gotten them working.
Which means it's not going to take them years to find and train crews for their new dreadnoughts,
Han said, his voice grim.
Maybe only a few months. Maybe not even that long.
Luke took a deep breath. I've got a really bad feeling about this, Han.
Yeah. Join the club.
To be concluded. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars: Dark Force Rising by Timothy Zahn. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer Aaron Blank. Star Wars: Dark Force Rising is a production of Lucasfilm Limited. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production copyright 2007. Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.